it's good. Oh, it could have been. He drove the bus well there in the end because that could have been a crash, and he just narrowly avoided it at the last second. Mark McClure there on the Footy Favourites album, 1981, which, to remind our audience, you have come up with, as should be reincarnated for the Bushfire Appeal.
Yep.
Either that or the Men for All Seasons. Not a lot for the Men for All Seasons calendar, but certainly an album, some great nominations. Simon Goodwin, Under Pressure. The Demons with the Real Slim Shady Stand Up. And John Longmire should sing Horses. Darren Braithwaite, Ben Wallett. Thanks for that, Benny. But Sellers, you guys don't normally lock horns until the season's sort of on. We're on the doorstep of the season. They're an AFL 360, your old sparring partner.
He's off running Valvoline during the day. He's
but
off.
I think you've poked the bear this morning.
Well, I didn't have to run it by him that I was going to put him on air again because he generally doesn't love hearing it, Sellers. Is he on the line? Have we got the great man there?
I'm here.
Sellers.
I'm here. This is one of the great piss takes of all time.
Hey, I told him it sounded good, dude. He wasn't listening.
I reckon Sellers. Yours was all right, Sellers. By comparison to Kelvin Templeton, yours is world class.
Well, Kelvin, fair dinkum. He's a novice. We actually did this at Armstrong Studios in 1980. Tony Shaw was there and Barry Round, and it was a Tuesday night, and Barry Round bought two slabs of beer. He drank most of them, and then sang Danny Boy beautifully.
So that explains how
because
I was going to ask you, Sellers, how did you guys get talked into this? What was the proviso? How did it? What was it? Well, what were its origins?
Was it a fundraiser?
Why do you go to work for?
Yes,
cash, money. Yeah. Said we'll give you a slice of the proceeds, and I said, well, that'll be okay. So the first month the proceeds came through, it was $600 each. Yeah, the next month was $155, and after that they forgot to give us any more checks. It was all over.
So
that would have bought you a house back then.
In raw numbers, Sellers, do you know how many albums that were shipped?
I have no idea.
Right.
With a 600 and 150.
That's not bad.
That's not a lot.
Well,
a house was
$1,000 back then.
Oh, pull up, Dave. 12. Were you born?
12 of you.
I was getting up this morning and I was looking for someone to dress me. I can't bend over. I can't do things. The shoes won't be done up. I've got to outsource that now. Jesus.
Hey, listen, if for the cause of charity, for the Bushfire Appeal, if they rang again and said, look, Sellers, we think you were probably the star of the first album back in 81.
Yes.
Can we go again?
Yes.
What would the answer be?
I'd need a backing singers. I'd need I might need Johnny Farm to give me a hand. I don't know. Listen, let me tell you, they won't be bringing this back. Everywhere I've been, every time I open up the radio station, they're killing the songs. All that, they want to kill this song, kill that song, kill this song. And let me tell you, Kelvin Templeton, unbelievable.
That
was unbelievable.
He was obviously Who's Sorry. Now, how did you, Sellers, how did you land on Imagine?
Well, why wouldn't you? It's one of the greatest songs of all time.
So you free choice, free reign?
It's a love song. You ever heard of him?
not in today's day and age, really, to be honest.
He's done everything, Sellers. He's said, hey, listen, what have you been doing during the holidays? You've been down Sorrento Way playing golf?
Yeah, played a bit of golf, had a bit of fun, and had a good time, and I fell over in the garden the other day, and I can hardly walk now. It's catching up with me, I tell you.
You've been down the Blues?
Catching up. I was down there. I went down yesterday to see the doctor because I fell over in the garden. Just to help me because I couldn't put my foot on the ground, you know. So I just...
the club doctor had to divert himself away from the playing list to look after your foot, Sellers.
Took him 30 seconds. He said, you're no good. See you later. Don't worry about it.
How are they going?
I wouldn't have a clue. I'd still run around and doing stuff and, you know, and chipping around. But they look like they're reasonably fit. I mean, I think that they've got some pillars back. One of the great things about our footy club, we had great pillars of people around who ran the place, like the Jack Routs and Wes Lofts and Kevin Halls and all those sort of guys and Brian Quirks, and he stayed for years, like Ian Collins, who are the pillars of the whole society. It's starting to build again off the field, which is a good idea.
One of those on-field pillars, those Charlie Curnow sellers, is a bit of a worry about him, isn't it?
No, he's fine.
Okay, he's all good to go, is he?
Yeah, no, not right, but he might miss the first 3 or 4 weeks, but, he's got a long life to live, and he's got plenty of footy to play, so it's not about putting him in quick, it's about getting him right.
Sellers, thanks for playing sport with us, mate.
You blokes are no good. Seriously. No good.
Your phone will ring. Gudinski.
Who else are you going to get next?
We're trying to track down Calvin Templeton to read us that song again.
Oh, mate. Fair dinkum. Have you ever had lunch with him?
No, I have enough trouble having lunch with you. We'll see Sellers on AFL 360.
One of the most boring blokes. Goodbye.
Got a little drive-bys there. No, you never know. I was going to say you know what you get with him, but you don't, do you?
No, you don't.
Which is one of the beauties of it.
Is the truest guy in footy.